Parshas Vayakel Pekudei, there is a concept, I know, in the Goyisha world, in the world of entertainment, there is a concept that I was introduced to. Somebody explained to me how it works, and it's actually very, very fascinating. It's a concept of the apprentice, where you get a gentleman who has a lot of money, a lot of work experience, wealth, and usually aging, whether it's Warren Buffett, or whether it's Alan Sugar, or whether it's one of these people, and they look for an apprentice. Yeah, and you basically get 12 people with initiative, however many people they are, split them into groups, and you give them different tasks to do, and you have a winning team, a losing team, you have project managers. Very, very fascinating. It's actually quite clever, extremely luck of the draw. But anyway, you have a concept over there which is fascinating, of trying to find, giving a project for people to do and coming out with a finished product. Now, let's understand this, Rabbi Yisai. Parshas V'Yakel Pekudei is the parsha of creating the greatest project Klal Yisrael have ever undertaken. That is building a mokum for Hashraas HaShechinah, building a mishkan for Rabbeinu Shalom. Taking products that are incredibly difficult to work with gold and silver, making beautiful clothing out of twisted gold and cheles, now gomon, and unbelievable, very, very complicated. These people had no work experience, and the Mitzrayim never did such things. They're builders. They didn't have any work experience building such things, making, creating such items. And here they were put under to create a perfect mushlam, absolutely to the nth degree, product that Kodesh Baruch will be willing to dwell his Shechina in. Phenomenal, unbelievable. Okay, so you got these people, a slave nation with no experience, and they're supposed to do this perfect creation. How do they do such a thing? Project. You want to be with me? You want to be Eved Hashem? I'm putting you in that task. The team that wins becomes my Eved. Team that doesn't, you're fired. That is basically the concept. This is a concept, Rabbi Yisai, of Parshas Yaakov Pekudei. And if you look into Klal Yisrael, and if you understand what went on here, it is unbelievable the amount of Mesiras Nefesh, humility, dedication, and perseverance that Klal Yisrael went through, and how they managed to get this done. And it's godless. You work it through carefully, you understand the godless of this. The parasha says in Perek Lamed, Hey Pasuk Chof Aleph. The parasha says, Vayivoyu kol ish asher nasoi liboi. And they came, all those people who were nasoi liboi. Nasoi liboi. What's nasoi liboi?
Carried their hearts.
What have you got in the suitcase there? What does it mean, nasoi liboi? They carried their hearts. What does that mean? Should be a heart carried. But who is this referring to? The nasoi liboi means generosity. That's what generally one understands to mean. Yeah, nasoi liboi. V'chol asher nodvor ruchoi. So there's two things. So the Ramban says, Nasoi liboy, who is that referring to? The Chachomim ha'oisim b'malacha. V'oime kein kelim mitzino al ha'misnavim nesiyah slev ele yizka behen nedibus. Those people who generously gave money to the base of Mikdash, to the Mishkan, were not called Nasoi liboy. They are called Nadivim, the people who gave an adava. They're not called Nadiva Saleh. That's not called Nasoi liboy. You don't find Nasoi liboy by those people who donated money. You only refer that as Nadivus, but not Nasoi liboy. Who are Nasoi liboy? Says the Rambam, these are those people who wish to work in the Mishkan. Not donate items, but wish to work in the Mishkan. That's Nasoi liboy.
Just
No. B'tzalel ben Uri ben Chumati Yehuda. He came from Yehuda. But those are the people who worked to create the Mishkan. To work to create the Mishkan. To create the Mishkan and the Kelim. That's Nasoi liboy. The Tam Ash Nasoi liboy. Why have to say Nasoi liboy? What's Nasoi liboy got to do with it? So he says, Kilo Yehoya behen Mishu Leimei Samalachis Ha'eleh Mimalameh. Nobody taught them. Oy Mishu Imoin behen Yodov Klam. Nobody showed them how to do it. And nobody gave them training. They never did a training school on making goldsmiths or silversmiths. Avomotzi betivoy sheyeda lasishkein. They found it within their nature to be able to do it. Vayigba liboy medarke Hashem. And they connected themselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. to say, I will do whatever is commanded. The Ramban. The Ramban says, Mesias Liboy is not referring to at all people who are giving generosity of money or being generous with their items. It's a person who is Nosoi Liboy, means a person who says, I don't know what you want, I don't know how I can do it, but I will be able to do it anyway because that is Rosh Hashem. I want to give over myself to be able to do it. I've never been trained, I don't know, but that's what I want to do. In other words, Rabbi Isai, these are people with initiative. Initiative. These people are saying, I don't know how, but if I'm supposed to do it, I'll do it. Forget about it. I'm going to be able to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed me to do it, fine, but I'm going to be able to do it. Not everyone did that. Not everyone did that. But these people said, oh, don't worry, give it me a job to do, I'll do it. Okay? Even more than that, looking in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Beis, also fascinating, the Alshech says this, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Beis, but Yikra Moshe of the Salav El Oliyov, he's talking about all the different people, they'll call Ish Chacham Nev, all people Chacham Nev, Asher Nosan Hashem Chochma B'Liboy, the Hashem Hiv Chochma B'Liboy, yeah, those people who are Nesoi Liboy Lekova, so it looks at different people here. Bitzalel, Oliyov, Kol Ish Chacham Lev, all those people who had a Chacham Lev, that Hashem put Chochma in the heart. And also, Kol Asher Nesoi Liboy Lekova Lemelocha La'asis Oiso. Says the Alshech, no, it's not a V'kol. What are those people? Kol Ish Chacham Lev. Who are people who are Chacham Lev? Who are people who were Chachomim? Kol Asher Nesoi Liboy. Who everyone who wanted to have initiative, who Nesoi Liboy, they became a Chacham Lev. In other words, what gave them the training? What gave them the power to follow through? Not the schools of goldsmithing or silversmithing. It was the schools of Nesoi Liboy, of initiative. If you want me to do it, I'm here, I'll do it. How do you do it? I don't know, but I'll do it. Just give me the job, I'll do it. So here, basically, we're dealing here where the Mishkan was built. The Mishkan was built, not Chas V'Sholem, on clever people or highly trained professionals. It was done with people who had initiative. People who said, give me the job, I'll do it. If Hashem wants it to be done, I'll do it. How do I do it? I'm scared about it. Okay, I'll do it. Give me a job, I'll do it. That is the koyach. That is the koyach of these people. Highly motivated people that want to do the right thing. The lesson from Tips from the Well is a lesson of the wheels of success are oiled with initiative and motivation. The success is wheels with the oil is motivation and initiative. That's what got them going. When will I possibly reach the maisim of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? That is motivation. That is idealism. These people are powerful people. You can't stop them. I'm not going to go through any examples, but you know, you get people that are what's his name? Ramei Shapiro from the Lublin Yeshiva. 43 years old when he was Nifta. He bought Shiva's Chachmi Lublin. Beautiful edifice. What a building. Okay? He put together, and Knesset Gedolah, one of the youngest people there, he put together Daf HaYomi. Yeah? This is guy's ideas, his initiative. This guy he put down in front of the Gedolah Olam an idea which was crazy. A regular person to a daf a day, a daf gemara a day, and who for? See, so a few nebuch, a few little yidlach in yeshiva will do it. No, it's been taken over by storm. People all over the world, every continent, hundreds of thousands of people learn daf yomi, whatever it is. What an amazing person! What initiative! What insight! Brilliant! You know, that is the koyach of a people in Nosoi Liboy. There's no stopping them. No stopping them. Reb Noach Weinberg, a brilliant man. He always used to say, don't bring me 10 clever people, bring me 10 angry men. The biggest comment ever gave me was, I'm one with angry men. Yeah? So, Sibba, you want them angry men. Okay, but this was the idea. The idea is get angry men. Get people who are going to feel fired up to make a difference. Who are going to go out there and going to fight to make changes. That is motivation. So these are the people who are good as project managers. These are people who are very good leading a team, running a team, motivated, got initiative, very good. But the problem is, very often these people, the team managers, are horrendous party that work terribly they work terribly together as a team, as team workers. In other words, they can lead, but working as a team leader, you're not going to tell me what to do. You know, I've got initiative, and you've got initiative, that's when the sparks start flying. How do you possibly get these people to have initiative, to have these powerful people who are willing to put down everything they can for the Reyes Hashem to build a Mishkan, and on the other hand, you're supposed to swing them around and it's supposed to be, you know, supposed to work in the group, you know, work under somebody else. So the number one, these people said the parasha had initiative. The number two said the parasha 18 times. And they did, Kasher Tzivo Hashem Et Moshe. We had initiative, and we're motivated, and we're brilliant, and we're willing to fight. But you know what? When it's Tzivo Hashem, Kasher Tzivo Hashem Et Moshe 18 times in the parasha. Look at the parasha, Kasher Tzivo Hashem Et Moshe. In other words, we're willing to use our own initiative, but when it comes to taking orders, when it comes to following instructions, we follow it 100%. That is being a team leader, but being a party player at the same time. Now, if you ever notice this, you give a person a job, in a context, you see it. You give a child, let's say, food on his plate. I want to call it the first way of fighting against the system is leaving over the Cheerios and the plates in the room. You give the child a whole plate of Cheerios, right? A whole plate of cereals. He'll eat all the cereals besides five he'll leave in his plate. That's not Zeichel Lechorban. Okay? Why did he leave those five Cheerios in his plate? Why? You ask a child to finish, have all his peas, right? He leave over three peas on his plate. Have you noticed that? You have children old enough to... They want to leave over a little bit. Why? Because they want to feel that they have control. They want to feel that you can tell me what to do, I'm hungry, I'll eat it, but you're not going to tell me to finish off all the Cheerios because I want to show that I'm somebody here as well. Why don't people finish a job? You ask them to do something, they do it. Be'erech. Almost finish a job. But they don't do the last little piece. They don't put the last bit of cream on top of the cake. Why? Because they want to feel that you're not going to tell me what to do. I've got my own personality. I've got my own focus, I've got my own idealism, I've got my own motivation, and you're not going to tell me what to do. If I don't want to do that, you're not going to force me to do that. They leave over the last few Cheerios on the plate. Kasher Tzivo Hashem Et Moshe says that Klal Yisrael did exactly that. Exactly that. What Peshat? Brought down in the parasha, brought down in the Medrash. Chotu Yisrael B'Nezomim. Klal Yisrael did a chet with Nezomim. With nose rings, dichsev. Polku nizme hazov, take off nizme hazov from the noses of your wives and your children, your daughters. Uba nizromim nisratsu, says the Medrash. And with nizromim, with nose rings, they got their ritzli. They had the kapara. The prophet says, heviu chich benezim. They brought chich benezim, says they brought nose rings. That's what Medrash says. The Medrash Rabbah brings down, passes for Yaakov. So also Balamus, what's a kesha? That's what Gezer Shova Nezem Nezem. They did the Egel Benezem, and now they did the building of the Mishkan with the Nezem. Shkoyach, very nice. What's the connection? The Teretz is Rabbi Yisai. The Teretz is Rabbi Yisai. You know what they did wrong with the Egel? They used initiative. These highly motivated people, had the idealistic people, the go-getters, use initiative. And they used initiative to such an extent that they felt that there's no Moshe Rabbeinu, we can't just sit back. We don't sit back. We want people to sit back and let the world pass by. We aren't wallflowers. We have to do something about it. We've got to create a new one. And they went out with their own initiative, and they went and they made an ego. And with all the ideas of how to do it, and the shameless and everything, they put in the fire, and actually something came out. They made an ego. These are people, the highly motivated people, the people with initiative, actually did something. Fantastic, brilliant. That's a chet. The chet is, sometimes you don't use your initiative. Sometimes it's Kasher Tzivo Hashem. Sometimes you follow instructions. And if you have not been told to do anything, don't do anything. Sit back, sit in your hands, don't do anything. That is godless. That is great when you have people who are go-getters and sometimes don't do anything what you're supposed to be doing. That is the greatest mile of these people. Says a parasha, says a medrash. What did they first do? They use initiative to build an ego. The kapara for that was kashat tziva Hashem. Get a mishkan and don't do anything. Follow instructions. Use the initiative and control it. Take it kashat tziva Hashem. And therefore, 18 times in this passage, kashat tziva Hashem, to show that they use their initiative, but in this case, they controlled it. And they used it exactly the way Kodesh Baruch Hu told them to do it. Not a little bit less. Didn't leave it over some Cheerios on the side of the plate. I'm great. I'm innovative. I'm brilliant. You know, I'm willing to corrupt in Hashem. I'm willing to do everything necessary. But lemaisa, kashat tziva Hashem. If it means following through and making sure something is done till the very end, I am going to make sure I do it till the very end. I wear this stamp of individuality. I don't need to. That's for other things. That's for good things. But following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's kashat tziva Hashem. That is a kapara. The kapara was they used their initiative and they controlled it. Kashat tziva Hashem. That's why I basically want to say chiddush. Now, when do people not do kashat tziva Hashem? In other words, when do people with initiative not follow it through? When do people feel that, you know, I can't finish this job? Why? Because I've got to show who I am. People with good self-esteem or low self-esteem? People with low self-esteem. You know, this person's not going to tell me what to do. A three-year-old, yeah, will not sit down by the table if you tell him to, because he's got to show that he's in charge. You know, it's much easier to get a 15-year-old kid to dress up as a baby for Purim than a 5-year-old kid dressed as a baby for Purim. Why? Because a 5-year-old is too close to being a baby. So he's got to show that he's not a baby, so he refuses to be a baby. A 15-year-old, everyone knows he's not a baby, so he's fine. Yeah? Sometimes on the levels of society, the people on the very, very high levels dress down. Yeah? They dress with jeans and t-shirt because they've made it. They have to impress anybody. Okay, they've got the Maserati outside or the Ferrari outside. Okay, but they don't have to dress up. The people on the lower levels of society, they dress with their suits and ties because otherwise nobody knows that they're not the cleaners. Right? That's the Rabbi side. This is this. So what does Parsha say over here? Kashat tziva Hashem is when a person is supposed to be doing Ratzon Hashem and he's controlling his innovation, he's controlling his ideas. That is godless. Why say 18 times in the Parsha? Because when a person follows instructions fully, when a person controls who he is, says a Parsha, that's not weakness. That is chai. That is greatness. That is life. If a person can completely follow Ratzon Hashem, that is not a person with no mind. That's a person whose mind is so in control of his emotions, so in control of his body and his urges, that is chai. That is life, that's not death. If a person follows instructions fully and completely subjugates himself to somebody else, that shows great self-esteem. That shows godless, that doesn't show weakness. And if the 18 times says it, the matter of chai, that is when people are alive. That's when people are great. When they can actually follow instructions without any problems. So therefore, on one hand, we have an amazing amount of Sima Slave, people who go out there and they want to do Ratzon Hashem, innovative, creative, great. On the other hand, there's Kashat tziva Hashem that, okay, I don't need my stamp of approval. I'm going to do the full job. I'm not going to show that I need to show my individuality and not do the full job. I'm quite happy where I am. That's Kashat tziva Hashem. That's one way. On the other hand, there's Kashat tziva Hashem. The parasha brings down by Aaron HaKohen. It says in Bamidbar, Perek Ches Pasuk Gimel, it says, "Vayas kein Aaron, lahagid shivochay shel Aaron shleishino." And Aaron did that to show the greatness of Aaron HaKohen. They did not change. So Shai also Havamina. What is the Havamina that Aaron HaKohen is Kasher going to change? Because Shporuk told them to go and light the menorah. It's a very serious avodah. Going into the Mishkan and you can light the avodah, the menorah shel olam, then lighting the Nem mitzvah Torah Oyer. It's a very, very important mitzvah. How many Aaron HaKohen should know, you know, only light 6 lights? Wow, he's so good, he followed instructions. Of course he followed instructions, Aaron HaKohen. You know, Aaron HaKohen, of course he followed instructions, what do you think? Why? No, tell Hagi Shavachai Shal Aaron Shaleishina. That he followed instructions, of course. Make a taste or not. So the Balaam Musa say that the godless of Aaron was that Gufa, because he appreciated how great it is to light the menorah, because he appreciated what malacha he's doing, he's lighting up Menorah Shel Olam, because he knew that this is a malacha which is so high and so special in Shemayim, one would expect him to do a little bit more than he's told to do. Kiss the Menorah, bow down to the Menorah, you know, take a little bit more oil, a little bit more oil. No, Dvekus, he's so up, he's so into things. No, Mamish, you know, take the Menorah and pick it up and dance with it. Yeah? Says the Pasuk, no. Kashet Tziva Hashem Es Arim. Aaron did exactly that he was told. The Yavkein Arim, Lahagid Shavachri Shal Aaron Shalishino. Kashet Tziva Hashem does not necessarily mean you do too little. Kashet Tziva Hashem means sometimes you're supposed to do exactly that and not more. If you do any more than that, that itself is going against Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it took Eishazara, exactly. They took Eishazara from Hashem, they did not learn from Aaron. Took Eishazara from Hashem, they did too much. Sometimes the idea is that you're supposed to not do any more than Kosh Baruch asks from you. That's Kash Tiva Hashem. Kolamoshiv Korea. Kolev, Bitzalel, the Medrash says he knew how to mean the star of Oitzius. How to make tapestries and olim haselyonos with different things in the Mishkan. Unbelievable. Well, he knew a piderech kabbalah and everything. Kashet Tziva Hashem. If it's not our derech, if we're not told to do such a thing, why add on? Why add on to mitzvahs if it's not necessary? You know, unless we have mesorah, don't add on. We're supposed to do exactly what we're told to do. Kashet Tziva Hashem. Adding on kol ha'mosif goreya. And therefore we see sometimes ideologies. You know, let's make it more. Let's make, you know, let's start saying, you know, let's start saying an extra piece of tefillah inside tefillah. It's not part. It's not a mesorah. The Kashiv Hashem is exactly the nusach we have.
What about gedders
or
chumras? Chumras are when Chazal put down the chumras. It's very, very calculated. We discussed it last week. It's on one hand, it's until it's a dime. On the other hand, it's erevin. It's putting together and distancing. It's very, very calculated. But a person put an extra chumras upon himself. You know, a person hasn't got time to daven, so what do? They say Perek Shira instead. Tefillah is a chiv. Perek Shira is gewaldig. I'll be there Kabbalah, and it's brought down from some Gemaras and the Zoya Kodesh is gewaldig. But if a woman has a few minutes on the bus, tefillah is tefillah. It's not Perek Shira. No, adding on, Chum Meisiv Gore, you're adding on, you're taking off. No, new thing, say Nishmas by the Kosel. So Bochum Niederstenders and say Nishmas by the Kosel. Then there's a chid deraisa, tam teruk neged kulam. Nishmas by the kosel is gewaldiga thing. You know what's one instead of the other. Kash Tziva Hashem is we have mesorah what we're supposed to do. Adding on is taking off. And therefore the second understanding of Kash Tziva Hashem is, not only did they not lack anything, not only did they take off something that they were instructed to do, but they did not add on anything, Kash Tziva Hashem. They did exactly Ratzon Hashem. And that is a team player. A team player and be the same time as be a leader. That is a perfect apprentice. There's a perfect person who can take on Ratzon Hashem, use initiative, but there's Gedorim. There's Gedorim. Now, Abayisai, Kashet Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. What's Kashet Tziva Hashem Es Moshe? Kashet Tziva Hashem, why each time Es Moshe, Es Moshe, Es Moshe, Es Moshe? Why? Why Kashet Tziva Hashem Es Moshe?
No one else
could hear Hashem, no one else would die. Like Hashem commanded. We know that beforehand is Es Moshe. Why each time Kasha Tziva Hashem, Es Moshe? What's the idea? Why do you have to say again and again Es Moshe? So there's a very, very amazing Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vatichal, Lamates, Pasuk Lama Base. Lamates, Pasuk Lama Base. And this is a key. Step three is a key to understanding how a person can restrain creativity and still remain innovative. Okay? Now this is the pull and the push. Becoming a big creator, using your own mind to build huge, huge edifices, build huge buildings and structures. On the other hand, be totally controlled by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kav Tziva Hashem. That's a pull and a push. How do you do that? So the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vatechal kol avodas mishkan ol moed, vayashu bnei sholka kachol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe kein osu. Now look at the pasuk carefully. Now test pasuk on the base. Very, very strange pasuk. Vatechel kol avodas mishkan oil moed. They finish all avodas mishkan oil moed. Vayashu bnei Yisrael kachol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe kein osu. And it did everything Hashem commanded Moshe. Cain also, that's what they did. If I would have written the post, it would have written like this. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael k'chol ha'shitiva Hashem es Moshe. Yeah? Vatechel k'chol ha'vayis Mishkan. They did everything they're supposed to do, and the vayis Mishkan finished. Well, the rechas Mishkan was finished, and k'chol ha'shitiva did k'chitiva Hashem es Moshe. What's pshat? So the Ashech HaKadosh says unbelievable. He says, Vatechel. Vatechel is passive. And Vatechel k'chol ha'vayis Mishkan oil mayid. You should know, how did they manage to do all the voids for oil maize? They weren't craftsmen. They didn't know what to do. You know how they managed? It happened by itself. All she had to dishmaya. They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. It happened. It finished by itself. It happened to be that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to connect you for chesed, I'm going to connect you to the act. In other words, the malacha finished by itself. If we would have said it the other way around, I would have said, Klai Yisrael did it, and therefore the malacha happened. So the pasuk, no, the malacha happened, it just happened to be that the Yashu B'nei Yisrael Hashem connected it to Klai Yisrael as if they did it. Kash Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. What's Kash Tziva Hashem Es Moshe? Why again Moshe? Cain also, what's this going on about? The idea is that this is unbelievable. That the idea of a person who is great, Moshe Rabbeinu, did he know he was the greatest man who ever lived?
No.
Of course he did. If he did not know he's the greatest man that ever lived, he's an apokoros. Because one Yudgim Animamins were that Moshe Rabbeinu was a novi, never was, and never will be a man like him. If he did know he was not the greatest man that ever was, never will be, an apokoros. The fact that the person who was the greatest man means that he was an apokoros. Right? If he was an apokoros, it must be that he knew the greatest man. Right? And if he's the greatest man, how does that fit with Moshe's honor of Moed B'Kolodom? The greatest honor that ever was. The terrace is that you've got to make this palginon. You've got to make this split. I can be the greatest man in the world, holds Moshe Rabbeinu. There'll never be a greater man like me ever. And I believe it, b'emunah shleima. So don't an apokoros. I believe it. But I'm the greatest man. I'm the biggest honor. Why? Because everything given to me is from b'emunah shleima. I myself am nothing. I myself is mamish nothing, anachnu ma'am, nothing. But everything is given to me by Rabbeinu Shlogam. Says Apostle, Klal Yisrael did nothing. Nothing. But they just put themselves in a position of working for Kodesh Baruch Hu, by Yasu, and that's why it happened. A person with ideas, a person who can get inspiration to work and make fantastic edifices and buildings and structures and changing Klal Yisrael. These people with innovative ideas, these people are great. They're fantastically great. They have to realize it's all siyata d'shmaya. It's all humility. And that is how you keep kach tziva Hashem. That is how a person can completely subjugate itself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he realizes, of course I'm great, of course I'm unbelievably creative, but it's all kach tziva Hashem. It's all Ratzon Hashem. Es Moshe. What's Es Moshe? Everything. Kach tziva Hashem. Es Moshe. What's Es Moshe? Humility. So what's the idea of kach tziva Hashem? How does a person do kach tziva Hashem? Each time you have to remember Es Moshe. Always remember the lesson Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu is honored mikol adam. The key to becoming great and doing great stuff, but following Kach Tziva Hashem, is Es Moshe. Remembering humility. Remembering that everything I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything I can possibly build is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything I can possibly come into my head is only because I'm trying to connect myself to Ratzon Hashem, and Hashem has given me those kalichas to follow it through. Kach Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. So number one is the idea that the whole focus of Klal Yisrael in the time building the Mishkan are those people with initiative. Those are the people who managed to build a basement, build a Mishkan. It was not people who are talented. People who have great ideas, have hopes, have dreams, those people become great. Number two, those people who are fantastic and great and have these great ideas have to know that you've got to work it through Kach Tziva Hashem. You've got to work it through. They don't take off and you don't add on. Kach Tziva Hashem. How do you do that? You do that Kach Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Remember humility. Remember who you are. Remember where you are in the big picture. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just want to finish off with a tremendous pasuk that shows that with initiative. The third is that you keep it, how to keep it in check. Kach Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. A person with initiative. A person with creative ideas. A person with kash siva Hashem es Moshe. Where can he reach? The Pasuk says, in Perek Lamed, Hey Pasuk Lamed, the Pasuk says, Vayona Moshe ben Yisrael, Re'u, see, Korah Hashem b'shem, B'tzal ben Urim ben Mati Yehuda. What's Re'u? Vayona Moshe ben Yisrael, Re'u, see, what should you see exactly? Ru, come and see. Kol Hashem Meshem Mitzal Ben Uri Ben Chulam Mati Yehuda. What are you supposed to see? Wow, look at this. Wow. What's Ru? He showed him what? Moshe, the other Moshe Ben Yisrael. Yeah. See, Ru, come look at this guy. Yeah, Ru. What are you showing him? Oh, wow. Says Rav Elia. What's Ru? Rav Elia Lapkin says like this. Ru. Kol Hashem Meshem Mitzal Ben Uri Ben Chur. Who was Chur? Who was Chor? What did Chor do? He was the Sol's grandfather. What was great about Chor? He started in Shemaim. How? He stood up for the eagle. And he says, Rabbi Sai, what's going on here is bad. You all got very nice ideas. You all want to create yourself another little getzkula here. You know, you all want to connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's all very nice. But Rabbi Sai, this is not innovation. This is Avodah Zarah. This is not Kash Siva Hashem. You got it all wrong. I'm telling you, this is wrong. And he was the only person that stood up and said, Rabbi Sai, stop. The Nevi knew it was wrong. The Nelevi all knew that Avodah Zarah is wrong. None of them participated. None of the women participated. But there's one person who had initiative to stand up and said, Rabbi Sai, what you're doing is Avodah Zarah. It's not Avodah Hashem. How can you do such a thing? You know, they did him, they killed him. So a person standing on the side sees, you know what? Better to be passive. What do I need this for? What do I need it for? Yeah, somebody over here stands up for Kodesh Baruch Hu. He has initiative and he gets killed. Says Apostle Rabbi Sai, initiative with Kash Siva Hashem with Mesiris Nefesh never gets lost. Ru'u. See this guy here, Betzalel? It's his grandson. This is his grandson. And this grandson is going to build a Mishkan. What's the Mishkan doing? The mission is Kapor for the eagle. Nezomim, remember the Nezomim? This never gets lost. A person who stands up for the MS, a person may look as if he's faltering at the beginning, it may look as if Nebuch, the guy's not having a hard time. End of the day, Ru'u, even his grandchildren can come out. There's a famous, beautiful story. I think I may have said it before. There's a beautiful story. There was a man who lived in a very, very successful businessman in Tel Aviv. I've heard the story, many of you have heard it, but could I just say it? There's a man who's a very successful businessman in Tel Aviv who was doing well, he had a family. He had a business, he had a beautiful home, and his greatest time of the week is to look forward to standing outside the white elephant, a pill halavan in Tel Aviv, which is basically a bacon shop. Mm. And he'd stand in line, and he would get his bacon. Not many stores in Tel Aviv have bacon. He'd stand outside to get his bacon. He's standing in line. It's a hot day after the day's work. It's a long day. It's Friday afternoon. It's a long day. He's standing there in line. There's a lot of people in front of him. And he's sweating and he's hot and he can't really be bothered, but he can't go home without his bacon, you know. Some people come home with a kishka and chol and he's going to come home with his bacon, otherwise, you know, what's going to be the Shabbos? He's standing in line and then suddenly he remembers something. He remembers. So what does he remember? He remembers how he went off the derech and how his father went off the derech. His father actually went off the derech. What happened? His grandfather was in the camp. His grandfather was in the camp and it was right at the end of the war. Right at the end of the war, and the Germans knew that the days were numbered. The Russians were coming on one side and the other allies were coming on the other side. They knew the days were, you know, they knew that was it, and a lot of they knew the Jews would soon be liberated. They have to run away and hide. On the last day they were in the camps, they took out this Spaniard who was a fighter for Klal Yisrael, and they said to him, here's a piece of pig. If you don't eat this piece of pig, we're going to shoot you. And he could have just eaten his piece of pig. And that's it, he would have survived. He would have survived after the war. He would have built up a whole family. He said, no, it's the Chil Hashem. And a person Mukhita Moshe Nefesh the Chil Hashem. He opened his shirt and he said, kill me. I'm not eating this. And they took him and they shot him. And this man's son saw how perfectly Moshe Nefesh, the Kiddush Hashem, how he could do such a thing, he threw it all away. And his son ate chazer. Standing outside shop and said, my grandfather died not to eat pig. And I'm going to go and wait in the line in the heat to buy a piece of pig. I can't do this. you want that coat? And the man said, yeah, where's the pig? He said, I can't do it. He said, well, you need to suffer, I don't know, but we're not doing this. This man went, and he went to Arachim, and he went to a lecture, and today, Rabbi Isai, he is the director of Arachim International.
Okay.
He's the director of Arachim International. I don't know his name. He was a whole... What's his name?
David
Vallis. Thank you very much. Okay? This is Ra'u. You know, you see this man, 50 years earlier, he was killed, lying on the floor there in a pool of blood. Big deal, you know? Thank you very much. And initiative and motivation and Kasiva Hashem, you know, all basically in a pool of blood there in Bergen-Belsen. But Ra'u, the mysterious nefesh, never dies down. He can never get lost. You use the initiative. You do Kasiva Hashem. Not too little, not too much. With humility, that stays on forever and ever. And that is the story with Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya wanted to be Mabit Torah in the world. Yes, what did he do? What did he do? He grew flax, and he made nets, and he caught animals, and then animals, he stripped the animals, and he gave the food to the poor people, and then from the skins he made cloth, he made parchment, and he wrote the Torah, and he gave it to all different children. They learned. After Mashal, at Poshet is not. It's not effective. It's not
efficient.
It's not manpower efficient. What you should do is get people who already have the stuff. You just get busy writing. You know, pay people to write and teach children. You got to plant the flax and cut them down and make nets. What's the idea behind that? So the Marshal, you know why? Because if you do not work, then the serious nefesh from beginning to end, then the whole project will fall apart. From the very planting of the flax until the very teaching of the Torah, it's got to be Mesiris Nefesh. Because if that happens in Mesiris Nefesh, it can never be destroyed. If at one stage during that process people did not Mesiris Nefesh, then the whole project will fall apart. Mesiris Nefesh, motivation, innovation, is all Kashtiva Hashem, and that can never fall apart. That is a parasha, this week's parasha. The greatest people with the greatest minds, with the greatest power, with the greatest creativity, they did a Kashtiva Hashem, and Re'u, look at the results, look at the Mishkan. This is a Kleichus of Klal Yisrael. They can take the most brilliant people with the most brilliant minds, with the most brilliant creativity, and they can every single nekuda in halacha, they follow halacha in the nth degree. What's the option of Hashem here? What's your option? No, Kashitiva Hashem. How? Es Moshe, humility. Who am I without Kodesh Baruch Hu? This is part of Yaakov Pekudei. Chazak, chazak, nis chazak.
Self-kill.